It's a nice day if you're a fan of the Gold Coast Suns.
And the Gold Coast have kicked back-to-back goals here.
Suns by a point.
The Suns are going to win it. They've been brilliant.
Welcome to another week of the On The Sidelines with Spider podcast, all things Gold Coast Suns, and going to talk about the massive big Q Clash game that's coming up. We'll look back at the big win they had over in the West against the West Coast Eagles. Spider, that was massive.
Yeah, it was massive, and joining us right now is, well, a superstar. He played a great game over the weekend. Have a listen.
Handball via air, good decision to Humphrey, yeah. Who bends it back to perfection.
Yeah, well, Bailey Humphreys is joining us, right now. Good morning, Bales. Well done over the weekend. It was a good win on Friday night.
How you going? Thank you very much for having me.
It was a tough first quarter, but then you end up blowing them away. But you really needed a real good, solid win.
Yeah, it was a good win. I think it was our record away from home. So, it was definitely a good win, and we took it quarter by quarter. But, yeah, it was definitely great to get the win over there.
Can we talk about when do you go over there? Because I know Sydney Swans will go over there on a Wednesday. It's a two-hour time difference. So even though you're playing 8:40 here, it's 6:40 there. Time you get up or time you go to bed, it does muck around with your body clock a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely does muck around with your body clock. Some of the big boys went on the Wednesday and then the rest of the crew went on the Thursday.
Okay. Who would be the big boys? The big boys as in stature,
position in the guard, in the team.
Yeah, the bigger players.
Okay, yeah, okay. Right. Well, I'll tell you, you did a great job over the weekend. Congratulations. You got the NAB Rising Star nominee for this round, which is
huge,
massive, because you know, only 24 boys get it each and every year, and your chance to be a NAB Rising Star. You must have been pretty proud of that.
Yeah, I was. I was pretty proud of myself. I would keep focusing on each week, and then it was good to get some reward for effort.
Just to take you back, the NAB Rising Star, it's been around about 30 years now. I think it started in about 1993. Superstars have won it. Like Nick Dacos last year, Nathan Buckley won the first ever.
Yep.
Do you know who was the first ever nominated player for the NAB Rising Star?
I would not have a clue.
Well,
just do your research.
I'll give you. Can I give a clue?
Yeah, give a clue.
I'm guessing it's one of you guys.
No, well, it's not me. Give you the big tip.
Al got as high as Halebury Fourths.
Halebury Fourths. I know Ben King's from Halebury, but I played in the fourth 18, so I certainly didn't get it. So that means it's Spire.
Ah!
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah, no, I just had to pump up my tyres
somehow. Yeah, I love that.
Hey, Buzz, let's have a look at a bit about yourself, where you grew up, where you come from. You're number six in the 2022 National Draft. You've played six games. You kicked a few goals. While growing up, you played at the Gippsland Power. What was it like playing down that part of football in Melbourne? Because my young fella's just gone to Melbourne. He loves the culture of football around footy clubs.
Yeah, it's obviously probably a different culture around footy clubs down Melbourne way, like Vic way, compared to up Queensland. But, last year I played Gippsland Power, was lucky enough to captain Gippsland Power, and had a pretty uninterrupted season. I tore my meniscus in round six, so that put me back 10 weeks. So, it was pretty interrupted, but put together some good footy to, lucky enough, get me put on an AFL spot.
Yeah, well, even top 10, huge effort to, going top 10 in the draft. But can you tell people, here who, love the Gold Coast Suns, what is Victorian footy like? Like in those, how much does it mean to some of those regional areas? Like that's their heart and soul. Every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, just love their footy.
Yeah, I'm also from Mullee Footy Club, so definitely down country way. That's pretty much what the community like is all about. It's just footy. So Tuesday night, everyone goes to footy training. Thursday nights, there's Thursday night dinners at the footy club.
Yeah,
And then pretty much the whole of the town's there on Saturday game day in the can bar. All the old lads in the can bar and canteen ladies and stuff like that. So.
What was
it's pretty
I was going to say, what was the go-to at the Maui Footy Club canteen? Was it cinnamon donuts, dim sims?
Would have been the burger.
Nah, I reckon it was chips and gravy, I reckon.
Oh, yes. Oh, right, okay.
Not during the season, though, for you.
Nah, not for me either.
One of the greats.
Yeah, chips and gravy.
Hey, Bailey, off the back of the 2022 draft, you arrive here on the Gold Coast at the Gold Coast Suns. Who was that one player that you initially connected with and went, yep, I reckon you and I, we're going to hang and really support each other? Is there one player that stood out for you when you first got up here?
No, there's probably not one player that really stood out. They all were extremely welcoming, and they, yeah, pretty much opened me up with both arms, so it was really good. But I'm pretty close with Will Power now. I'm moving in with him, so
the human pest.
Yeah, the human pest.
Yes, well, we've asked a few Suns who've been on this podcast, a few Suns players, on who is the biggest prankster in the club, and every time, Will Powell.
Yeah, he loves a little bit of a joke, but nah, he's, me and him probably have a similar personality, so it'll be very fun.
Yeah, what about, yeah, living together, that'd be great, but what do you enjoy doing on the Gold Coast? You know, on your day off, if you get a day off, what do you love about the Gold Coast compared to, yeah, I suppose Maui, a little bit different.
Oh, I think the main thing is the weather.
Yeah.
I reckon I get, down in Maui, I get 3 hot days a year.
The chips and gravy is hotter.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we get hot chips and gravy, because it's so cold. But probably just the beach and stuff. That's pretty much what I do, just coffees and going to the beach and just chilling out.
Yeah. Well, who would just, before we do look at the game, Q Clash this weekend, it's going to be a massive game, both sides in good form. But if you and Will Power are living together, who is the better cook? Who would you, you know, if you had to back yourself, or would you back Will?
I'm backing his girlfriend, not Will.
Oh. Okay. So there's always a reason why you're drafting him in.
Yeah, I reckon. I don't know. He said that he doesn't cook much. She always cooks. So,
all right. Well, you're predicting that she's going to want to come over and cook a fair bit. So, you know, it's pretty game of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see how we go. But if I have to cook, I'll back myself to cook.
Yeah, absolutely. The game this weekend, it's going to be massive. At the Gabba, sold out. And, you know, the Q Clash is one of those ones you really want to win. You look at Brisbane, they've got a cracking side. They're going well as well. But then you guys have started to find your form over the last couple of weeks. What part of Brisbane's game do you reckon you need to get on top of to give yourselves a good chance of winning?
I think we just got to beat them at the contests first. I think they've got a pretty good midfield in Lachie Neal and stuff like that. So I think if we win it at the source, I think we've got a pretty good chance.
When you look at, you know, you can go through the midfield, you don't mind trying to pop up and kick a goal, but who would get the dangerous job on somebody like Charlie Cameron? We saw him when you keep him quiet, but there's so many of them that can kick goals, but Charlie Cameron's probably the most dangerous.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think maybe Powley might get that.
Yeah,
I think Dorney Lemons, I don't know. There's a couple of players, I reckon, but, yeah, I'm not too sure.
And I'll tell you, the your back line has been solid. It has been fantastic. And, you know, the ruck of Witsy's been great. But I think, you know, having King back in the side, having that big vocal point up forward, he's been a real difference over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, 100%. The defence is holding up very strong. And there's some very underrated defenders down there.
Absolutely.
So, no, they're doing a great job. Couldn't thank them enough as a forward group. They're staying there sometimes. But,
yep.
Yeah, it's Witsy's tapping it down the midfield's throat. And yeah, Kingy's doing his job of kicking snags and being a massive presence. So, no, it's been good to have him back.
Bailey, you've got that bullocking kind of way of playing. Is there someone that you kind of look up to that you've modelled, I suppose, your playing style off? Is there someone in the league that you go, yep, that's he's my kind of guy, the way I play?
Yeah, I watched a fair bit of Christian Petrarca last year. I probably just like he's got the ability to go in the midfield and be a bull and then go forward and get on the end of some snags and be dangerous. So I think, yeah, probably Christian Petrarca.
Yeah,
quality. He's a jet. Have you ever thought, now, you do, it's, you know, your hairdo, it's getting a bit long. You're thinking about maybe the headband?
Nah, I think I'm going to get a haircut.
Are you? Because it's a couple of weeks away from a headband, I reckon.
Yeah, I know. I think I might shave the lid and see how I look then.
Oh, wow. That is massive.
Yeah, that's a big call.
Yeah, I know. Imagine country boy with a shaved head. I don't think you can go wrong.
On the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Well, it could go wrong. Hey, Bailey Humphrey, thanks very much for joining us. Congratulations. Last week against West Coast, being nominated for the NAB Rising Star. And we do wish you all the best this weekend when you take on, you know, Brisbane at the Gabba. For me, if you can get your game together, and Kingy, I reckon your defence has been really, really good. Midfield battle, that's where it's going to be won or lost. So get your hands on the footy, and I reckon you can get them by a couple of goals. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
See ya.
Yeah, get the game live on the listener app, LISTNR, and that is another big episode of On the Sideline. And that is another big episode of the On the Sidelines with Spider podcast. So you're picking the Suns over the Lions.
Well, they're going to win the midfield battle. It's a big call. It is a big call because Brisbane are a very, very good team, but they're both in good nick.
And let's silence that Gabba crowd with a Suns win. How good would that be?
Shut that M1 up.